Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new Masechta, Masechtas Nazir, Daf Beis. We begin on Aleph, begin on Tzitzis Nazir, begin with the of the Mishnah, called Kinui Naziris Kenaziris. All the different nicknames of Naziris are like Naziris itself, which Tzitzis explains. He says, called Dovashay Nekar Shemoi, Yikei Nikar Kinui. Anything that's not the primary name, it's just some type of slang, it's called a Kinui. Now, some Gersoi say to have the next line now at this point, and it's effective to become a nazik. Like when you say the kinoin, which is a nazik, or nazayach, or paziach. In other words, these are slang of the word nazir, nazik, nazich, paziach. Whether you have the next words or not, like when you're saying the primary name, they're called kinoin. The reason it doesn't make continues with the next words now of Taisus. Lachal of nazir is a chaldovatet. Should take effect nazir is for everything. As if he said the primary name, the hainu, a nazir, as if he said, I'm going to be a nazir. A kinoi is saying not the word nazir, but something that's a nickname of that, slang of that is nazik, pazich, something that's similar to that. Next to this masla, begin with the words of the Mishnah. Oima aha. If someone says, hey, I will be, he's a nazir, he's a nazir. Now, what do you see over the nazirs? So Taisa explains about Gumam, if I was going to explain on the Mbeis, the ikoi chacha. There's evidence for this. Where it's someone where the nazir is passing by in front of him. This is actually called not kinui, but it's actually called a handle of naziris. What does that mean? He didn't finish his whole sentence. He didn't say hey nazir. He just said hey, I will be. But a mahani local of called the naziris is effective to take effect in all the halachas of naziris. As if he finished his sentence. And that's what's called yad. It's like someone is holding onto the handle of the vessel. He lifts up the vessel. As if he's holding onto the vessel itself. That's what a yad is. He didn't say the whole naziris, but by saying part of it, it's like you lift it up, and that's how you actually lift up the whole thing. The next Taisa Master begins with the words of the Mishnah, oy ehei noi, or not that I, hey, that will be, but that will be beautiful, which says Taisa, the Gamzinik, you're this naziris. This is also considered a handle of naziris. You're not saying with what you're beautifying yourself, but it's a partial statement. But Gemara Mefarish, which Reb Kiveg actually says the word should be Efarish, because it doesn't say in the Gemara. Places will explain in the Gemara. Amayla Arvinu the Misninu Lebava Achas. Why were they not mixed together to be in one case? But Lisnehach it should say, Oimer Hey. If someone says I will be, Oy Hey No, I will be beautiful. Here is another. I'll be another because they're both Yodis. Why you say separately? A Hey is Here is another, and Oy Hey No is another. Didn't like Tzitzis Master with the words of the Mishnah, which the Dibur Ma'asel of Taisus actually seems to take the word Nazir, which some way to read the Mishnah is like, oy hey, hey, no, Nazir, and that's a period, and then you go Nazik, Nazik, Paziach, but Taisus, as it seems from his comment, he, as is in the Dibur Ma'asel, that no, it's actually the first word is Nazir, Nazik, Nazik, Paziach, how he's a Nazir. So Taisus explains, why would you mention Nazir, of course? Fisher is Lafash called a Kinoian, since he wants to mention all the slang. So Pasuk of Amr, so the Tana opens up, it says Nazir, Vachulu. It says first Nazir, and then it says the slang claim, in other words, Nazir, who Ikra Hashem HaKazim HaTorah. Saying I'm a Nazir, that's the primary title of that's written in the Torah. Shaydei Lashon Zeh, through that word in Kal Lashem Nazirs, it takes effect the name of Nazirs. But who I did, the Tana is coming to tell him, the same thing would be, Imam B'Lashon HaKinoian, if you're saying the wording of slang, Kamoy Nozik Nazir Pasiach will be the same thing. And then Taisa says, because Bereshit Masnin Asla Farushai, the beginning of the Mishnah is coming to explain this, the Ketani that we're saying, Kol Kinoi Nazir Kinaziris, as the title of the paragraph, opening words of Mishnah, come and tell us all the slang are like Naziris, so we first tell you what's the primary, and then we tell you the slang. Now, Taisa clarifies a little bit more. It says, B'Kinoi Nechel Kam Aram Parakam Nadar. Regarding this whole halacha of slang, it's Machlekes of Aram in the first paragraph in the Dorm of Yudam and Al. Rechonam, he says, Lashon Umasim. They are different languages. Pirush, in other words, so what Shalish Lashonis Elo, these three terminologies of Nazik, Nazik, Pasiach, they are actually Mishim Lashonis and they're from the 70 languages of the nations of the world. And therefore it works as a slang because it's another language. Then I'm beginning to say, wait a second, Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says this Pshat, my Yiri Hanachim Lashonis, so why picking specifically these two languages? Bechalayan Lashonis Nami, all the 70 languages, if we give a love Nazirs, if we accept Nazirs, Bechab Hanach Lashonis, we're one of the languages, Chalayan Nazirs, Nazirs would take effect, why picking these three? What you could say is the Inachanami, of course, yeah, that was what it would be. The Gamma Shalashan is also in other languages, the Makiram, Umavinam, if you recognize those languages and you understand them, Miskabam, like Kabbalam Nazir, and you're intending to accept upon yourself Nazir, as Habanaz, you'd be a Nazir. Abmahani, Lishna, Nasin, but these languages that we mentioned in the Mishnah, Kiyom, and Nizabacham, and Shalashan, when he takes his Nazir, one of these three languages, Chayla, Nazir, Nami, his Nazir is going to take effect, even Kiyain, Miskabam, or the Giris is Makiram, even if he doesn't recognize them. Why? They're more similar to the biblical terminology than all the other ones, as we see. It's one letter off, or two, Nazik, Naziach, and then Pazich is similar to Naziach. And therefore, we mention that, even if he doesn't really understand them like the biblical terminology. That's all in Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish Palakasa Ba'amar, Rish Lakish over there in the Gemara and the Dharm disagrees, and he says, no, Kinuyim Aloshin Shabbat HaChacham Malibam. It's not other languages. These are words that the sages made up on their own. There the Gemara asks, Amai Bedinu, V'tekinu Rabbanan, Lashon Kinoi. Why did they make this up and institute that we should have a terminology of slang? Be'eshev, and the Gemara answers, the Zimda by Lameh Lashem Karban, because sometimes a person is going to want to say, Fahashem is this carbon, because that's the classic terminology you would say when you're making a carbon. Now the problem is, Vama Lashem Gredo, a person might just say Lashem and then stop and pause and not say the word carbon. It comes that you said God's name in vain because you didn't say the word carbon, you didn't do anything with it. Therefore, they instituted slang, because you don't usually say the word koinim with Lashem. And therefore, not concerned that you're going to say the word Lashem without saying koinim with that. And therefore, you won't be able to this issue of Lysisa of mentioning God's name in vain. But then, so if you're going to say, how can you bring a carbon? Which is what happens when you finish in the Ziris. I did Lashon Shabbat HaChachamim through a terminology Chacham made up. But you're bringing an unconsecrated animal to the Azar. I could understand rabbinically that, okay, you'll have to do in the Ziris because that's the Rabbanan made this terminology. But biblically, there's a prohibition of bringing an animal if it's not a carbon, and this is not biblically a carbon because you didn't take a biblical Naziris. What you could say is, no, keep the Miskam and the Benazir, since his intention was to take a Nedab Naziris, and he knows that these are the words that sages made up, that a person could take a vow of Naziris. Kabbalah Gemurahi, it's a bona fide acceptance, Kilom and Balashar, it's as if he said the biblical terminology. That's one approach. For Rabbi Bechil Pirish, he explains, actually, no, the Rish Lakish, lovely new carbon coming. You're right. You can't bring a carbon because it's biblically not obligated, it's a rabbinic invention. And his halacha of Naziris was not regarding bringing karbanos elin malchus, rather it was regarding getting lashes. The lucky amav al Naziras shekibul lashon shabbat chacham that he gets lashes if he violates the rabbinic Naziris that the sages made up. But for carbon, you're right, you wouldn't be able to because that would be a leniency that you couldn't do of bringing a carbon that's really chulin to the Azar. He makes taste master begin with the Gemara, the words of the Mishnah. Imarini kizeh. Someone says, "I want to be like this." So that's one of the cases where you say he's going to be Nazir. What does it mean like this? So the Gemara Mukila and the Gemara and the Gimel and Aleph explains the Nazir Eiv Lafanav, that the Nazir there's a Nazir passing by in front of him, and he says, "Oh, I want to be like this." Now Taisa actually says, "Lugufil Itzrach." For this halacha itself, you don't need to tell me he's going to be a Nazir, because the Meresh Shemin from the previous halacha in our Mishnah already know. Afilu Kaloyama Ela Ehei. Even if he doesn't say like this, he just said, "I will be." The Nazir Eiv Lafanav and the Nazir passing by in front of him, Dabe Nazir Gimel Nazir. So for sure, if he says, when the Nazir is passing by, kezeh, like this, he obviously means like the Nazir. El Yuka Itzrach, no, we actually need it for the inference, which is, time Adam kezeh, only because he said like this, ha-ha-ha-oima ha-reini. But if he said, I will be, the word ha-reini, not a hey, then I feel the Nazir lafanav, then even, because he's saying ha-reini kezeh, it's only when you say ha-reini kezeh, with the word kezeh, then, but if you just said ha-reini, I feel the Nazir lafanav, even if the Nazir is passing by in front, lo-ima ha-reini would not be effective. Why? What's a hey different than hareini? So it's tasted the fame mashma hey kazeh min hareini kilesam kazeh. When you say a hey I will be, and those are passing by in front, that's more understood than saying hareini, which is a different word, than if when you say a hey it'll be even without kazeh, but hareini requires kazeh. And that's what the deep we need to learn out from the halacha of the Mishnah. Next, different maskal tesis, he says, hareini misals, hareini mechalkal. The words of the Mishnah were, someone says, I'm going to move it around, I'm going to take care of it, so that somehow makes him into a Nazir. Which Tais actually says, Hani lab yadis Naziris. These are not anymore part of the category that we were speaking about just before of the handles of Naziris, of partial statements of Naziris. Imkin, if that would be the case, listening to Lil Bahadios, we should have said previously with the cases of a hey that were mentioned previously before you started mentioning the Kinuyim, it should have been mentioned over there. And this would sound like possibly like yodis, like you're not, it's like a partial statement. I'm misalsal what? Misalsal basaira. I'm turning around the here because they're growing long. Fine, I would understand, but you didn't say that. No, so it's telling you, no, it's not, it's actually not from the halach of yodis. Rather, since he actually did finish his speech, you said a full sentence. You said harini misalsal. You didn't say harini, it's a partial statement. You just didn't say explicitly to qualify and explain that it's going on in the series, But we explain his words that mashma the nazir's balaima that it sounds like he's coming to say it's on the nazir's. When he says these words, but Thomas Besaire, and he's actually holding on to his ear at that time. So since he's holding his ear and he's saying it's not even the ad, it's a full statement. You know, he tells Master to begin with the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My tametani nazir." Why are we mentioning Masechtas Nazir here in Seder Nashim? Pidush, as Tais explains, what do you mean, "My tametani nazir"? Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say these words, but Tais says, in other words, Seder Nashim, in this of the six Zdarim of the Mishnayos, in this Gemara of Seder Nashim. Because Masechta Kachim have a little Masan, you actually should have taught Naziris in the Seder Kachim, Shul Hilchas Karbanos, because a lot of Masechtas Nazir is the concept of, yeah, halacha, what he has to keep, but then he brings Karbanos, so it should have been brought over there. Mishani, and that's what the Gemara answers. As today's next to the Masl brings Tana Akrokoi. The Tana is going on the Pasuk, where it says, it says in the Pasuk in Devarim that if she's not going to find favor in his eyes because he found something immoral that she had committed, Migar, etc., Migarm Lalavera, what caused that sin of her committing adultery? Was Yain, was wine. Kalem, in other words, Migarm Lashazinzo, who caused this woman, the Saita, to commit adultery? Is the Yain, the wine. Hilchach, Tani, Oysa Masechta, Masechta Nashim, therefore we learn that Masechta in Seder Nashim, which is that of Saita. Now, as we continue next Tais Masl, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara B'Koma, and that's what we're saying. Kolad Oy Saita B'Kukul, whoever sees the Saita in our state of disgrace, so Yazatz M'Nayayin, should separate himself from wine. So Tais explains. He says, Sima Dabash HaMetchila, this is the end of what we had started in the beginning of this answer of the Gemara. Meaning, we said, Migram Laver Yayin, what caused the sin of the woman, which that's this Masechta, this Seder of Nashim, of Gittin, what caused the woman to sin? That's Yain, claim in other words. So that was the Seder, which also comes up in this Masechta. And Menachon, it's appropriate that she should safeguard herself from drinking wine. Wouldn't know that it's about, because Tetzin explain what's this whole Arichas of the Lashainis over here, what's the lengthiness that the Gemara is going through over here. So I would only know, based on that, that, okay, separate yourself, but not necessarily neder. V'shuv my sublema, that's what the Gemara continues in saying, yes, but more than that. Shekola roi say the b'kukul. Yeah, that's what caused her was the wine. So she should be careful. But more than that, shekola roi say the b'kukul, whoever sees the saita in her state of disgrace, the suspected adulterous woman, yazer asam in the yayin, ken nazir, he should also separate himself from wine, like a nazir. Like shana nazir b'nashim, therefore nazir, which doesn't necessarily apply just to women, it's men too. To the contrary, actually, the man who sees or the woman who sees should also separate from wine. So therefore, but it says in the Masechta, talking about women, in the Seder of women, shekam hu haboil nibdik, because also the man, besides the fact that he should learn the lesson, also, he also gets checked. The man also gets checked like the Nebelas, and therefore Nazar, which is not just a feminine Masechta, also applies masculine for these two reasons. Now, Taisa says, by the Masechta Nedarim, which we had in our order right before Masechta Nazar, doesn't say, why is it in Seder Nashim? You have the same legitimate question that applies to men and women. Why would it be specifically here? Mishum deka pasha nadarim. That's not a difficulty because the primary pasha of nadarim, the pasha ishik, talks about by a woman that her husband and her father could be made for a nadarim. And moreover, beloved matzilim emetaima, you couldn't say the reason. Could they come and reshite like the Gemara says in the beginning? Said the side of bezim and avkid the parak. The Gemara asks, mechti. Let's see. Tana minazir kesalik. The Tana just finished talking about naziris. After Masechtas Nazir, next Masechtas, Masechtas Saita. The Gemara asks, "Maishna Dugan Saita? Why is Masechtas Saita come right after Masechtas Nazir?" The Gemara answers, "Oh yeah, I'll tell you why the whole order is like this. I did the Tana B'Ksubas Parakamadis Ishti on Daf Ayin Man Aleph. Since the Masechtas Ksubas, it mentioned the idea. It comes up there in that Masechta, the idea of taking a nether against one's wife. So after Ksubas, Tana Nam and Adarim. So then we learn the Dharm. Okay, but I did Tana Adarim. So once you mention Masechtas Nazir, Tana Nam and Nazir, the Damele." Nazir is a type of a nether. So after Nedarim comes Nazir. And so after Nazir, then the Gemara explains that's where Saita comes, because Yazah Atzma and the Yain is related to the Saita. But says to Isis, so why didn't the Gemara say the same thing over here? You're asking over here, the Gemara's opening question is, why are we saying Masechtas Nazir and Seder Nashim? What do you mean? The Gemara over there tells us that the reason is because it comes after Nedarim. That's what I said, if somebody can say, no, Mishum Dulim Estabale, no, it's not logical to the Gemara, the Agam Nedarim, because you mentioned Nedarim, Lishpik L'Seder Kachim, that you're going to leave Nazir from Seder Kachim, Shekula Kabanas, which ultimately my Kabanas, but oh, Nazir L'Shan Nesos Matrei, and it is more appropriate to mention over there, than to say it over here, because once you mention Nedarim, to mention Nazir, no, but Agam, to the contrary. Agabe, because of Nazir, which really belongs to Seder Kachim, have a little miss in Nedarim, Hasmi, should have said Nedarim over there. And Lakach Tzoch Lemetama, that's what the Gemara had to say over here, the Tana Krokoi. That the Tana, you're right, is going based on the Pasig of Ahayim, Leisimtza, etc. And that's why we mentioned over here. But then it says, because it's difficult, why did the Gemara have to be so lengthy and say this whole thing, whoever sees a Saita, but Kukula, etc. My Inzel is that, what does it have to do with what we're talking about? Like Kalaray Saita, but Kukula, that the Yazatz Menayayin. You said it's based on the Pasuk. So sisters, generally rather appears to me that by the Kamar, this that the Gemara is saying, Tana Krokoi, it's going on the Pasuk. In a Ritzain Lemon, it doesn't mean to say Akrod Achzib Parsha. Doesn't mean the pasuk is written in the parasha. Eretz Lama, what it means says, "Krokoy dechsev b'seif amagash b'seif dechgid nabzad menav dechsev ha'yim b'goymer," and it's going in that pasuk of v'ha'yim that the leisim zechim be'enav. Ah, v'atenich hashavim my dechasim. Therefore, it makes sense what they're saying that Nozim say the nashim. Why is Nozim say the nashim? The migram laver yain. The Gemara says, "Okay, what caused the sin? Was it wine, etc.?" So there's it's all based on that principle of what caused the sin. Was the of the Saita, which belongs in Seidon Hashem, was the wine, and therefore you should be Yazir Atzman Yayin. That's why we have to go through a whole lengthy discussion. But it's still difficult because in my time, Nazir is Etzel Saita. Why are you saying Nazir before Mesef the Saita? Should have written it after Gittin. Therefore, that's what we're saying, meaning it's about divorce. So that's what it's related to. Therefore, we're saying the Chalorei Saita Bakulu, Yazir Bakulu. Because either the Gersa Begam Zaver or the Garama, the Garam Zaver, what caused the sin was that of wine. And therefore, we don't say necessarily next to Gittin. Now, Matamid Dahachal Achud Loisagi, but at the same time, it says the reason the Argamar gives is not sufficient. Because the Mekin, if that's the case, listen to the Saita the Bereshit about the Nazir, then the order should have been first Mesech the Saita, then Mesech the Nazir. You say that Parsha, like the order of the Parsha, which that's what it mentions of the idea of. You know, to know what actually caused it. Lakach tzarach ta'ima dahasim, therefore, we need the reason the Gemara brings over there. Agav amad etan nedarim, they're cussing, because we mentioned nedarim, agav nedarim etan nedarim, because nedarim mentioned nedarim, which is a type of neder. V'ad ha'chayzah l'sayta, shu ikim v'sayta nedarim, and then we went back to sayta, which is the primary of the order of the, that of women, and then related to the getting divorced, and therefore we go back to sayta, because if not, we should have said sayta first, because that's what causes nazir, for people to be nazir, to be Yazir Asmim Menayai. Next text, not to begin the words of the Gemara, Eloilam Tana Hachi Bachi. Rather, obviously, not necessarily do you start that you say what was mentioned first or last, but Taisa says, all of them have reasoning, says the Gemara goes through to say, it's not random, there are reasons, but it's not necessarily the first or the last. Next text, not to begin the words of the Gemara, Hasim De Suva De Navche. There, and those three that we finished with, are told my is relating to himself. Pirish, I believe all the matzmei that those isurim are dependent on the person himself. Kagan hadlaka, lighting and hatmana and doing hatmana, concealing, immersing something. But my isha yaitza, what a woman could go out with about carrying. So therefore, those are the things that we explain the mafarshi isur b'deisha. We explain the isur first, and begabehema the isur b'debehema. But regarding animal, that's isur animal. The mafarshi had the b'deisha. We explain the hetter first. So this is really where Amin Aleph finishes, but it's on the page. Really, from Amid Beis, says Taisa the Masla Elhacha Lifrich Kenui Bereisha. But over here, coming to explain the we should explain that of the slang first. Kalem, in other words, says Taisa, but Masneid in the Mishnah, but by the Pasuk, as we open up, Bein Akenui and Bein Ayod, is whether the slang or whether the partial statements Yisur the Nafshi, they're both Yisur the Nafshi. So that wouldn't be a reasoning to say one versus the other. So. That, why would we say explain the others first, which is last, like the other ones, which Surah Nafshi, we say the last one first. Kinu is also. Next says Master to begin with the Gemara, but Yodis Hoyba Asim Adirosha Khavivale. But partial statements, since we know it from a drusha, from an exposition, therefore we find the deer and we explain it first. As we find it says there shouldn't be prekam the dumb, like we expand the first prekam the dumb that Gimel Nav, says in the Pazi Nazal Hazl Hashem to be a Nazar Hashem, which last is Yod's Nazir's Kanazir's to make the partial statement of the like Nazir's, since we know from a drusha, so we like that we say it first. Now, but when we say what we mentioned first, like the title of the opening words, we first mention the primary carbon. Which that's the slang. It does not need a drush, because the Kabbalah is Gemara, that's a bona fide regular acceptance of Naziris. Elisham Lashakin is just saying in the terminology of slang, and therefore we say that first, but we're going to explain it, we explain the drasha of the others first.